Welcome to Building Success, Loving Life. If you want to build your career while maintaining work-life balance, then stick around. I am Karen Gombo, CEO and life coach. After 30 years in senior leadership positions, I'll give you insight into the necessary skills, behaviors, and mindset shifts needed to make it happen. If a girl from a small town in Maine can build her dream career in Paris, France, then you can too. So let's dive in. Hi, everyone. I am Karen Gombo. Welcome to this first episode of Building Success, Loving Life. I'm a CEO and a life coach, and I help women build their careers while maintaining work-life balance. And today's topic that I would like to talk about is self-confidence. Very, very important topic when we're talking about building our careers. So I'm going to define what it is. I want to talk about how it shows up when we don't have it, why it's important in a job. I'll tell you a little bit, a story about something also that happened to me. And finally, how you can build it, because it is a muscle that we can work on. So if we define it, self-confidence. Self-confidence is trusting and feeling trust in one's own qualities, abilities, and judgment. And when we lack self-confidence, and especially at work, we don't dare put ourselves out there. It's showing up, and I see it in the women I work with all of the time. It's showing up in several different ways. One of them is perfectionism. When I see women spending hours on a presentation or writing an article, and they absolutely have to get that comma or the phrase exact right, and they're not putting their work out there into the world, that perfectionism is a sign that you are lacking self-confidence. We don't trust our abilities. We don't trust ourselves to put our work out there. A second sign where we lack self-confidence is we're not raising our hand to take on an interesting project. Something, it scares us. We don't know how to do it. We've never done it before. How many times have you told yourself that? I've never done it before. I won't know how to do it. I don't have the skill set. That is also a sign that you're lacking self-confidence. The third sign is also you're not speaking up. So maybe are you going into a meeting, and when you're in a meeting, you're sitting at the table and you're discussing something and you have an idea, but you actually don't raise your hand or you don't build on the idea of others. You're thinking, no, they won't like my idea. No, my idea is stupid. That's also a sign of lacking self-confidence. And finally, also comparison to others. When we think that that person that's sitting next to us or that colleague is, he has better ideas or she can do it better than I can, and we're constantly comparing our ability to others, that is also going to bring down our self-confidence. So these are just a few signs of how it can show up at work. But it's a huge problem because we absolutely need women to show up, to speak up, and to have a more prominent place in the workplace. Because if not, you're not going to get that promotion or that project. And just think about self-confidence. It's a feeling. And when we are feeling self-confident, we're going to try something new. We're going to be able to be part of that project team of something that really, really interests us. So it's so important because finally, also, it's going to build your autonomy as your career grows, and you're going to be able to take on more and more responsibility. So I did want to share a story about how I grew self-confidence over the years. And it's also a topic that is often, this subject is about public speaking. So public speaking, often something that many, many people, especially women, have a problem with. So I was in an industry where, and this was before Zoom and before Teams, where we would actually go to the client and be in a meeting room. And I was in an industry where we would present analysis, results, and our recommendation. So you had to get up, and sometimes you had a room full of 10 or 15 people. So that public speaking was something that was very, very important in my industry, because the most senior people would be up there managing the room, presenting the results, and showing their authority through making recommendations. So I had to learn to do public speaking. So I threw myself to the wolves and tried it and got really crappy feedback. I still remember my boss to this day said, "Karen, your speaking skills are awful. You finished that presentation and it was kind of like all wishy-washy." So how do you build self-confidence? In that case, you know, I knew that if I wanted to get ahead, I made a very conscious decision that I want to move ahead in my career. In this industry, I absolutely have to learn how to do this skill, the skill of public speaking. So I joined, at that point in time, I joined Toastmasters. Toastmasters is and this is absolutely not a plug for Toastmasters, but I loved it. And I think it still exists, but it helps people work on their public speaking skills. And I went, so not only speeches that are structured, but also impromptu speaking. So I went there for several years and would practice my public speaking almost every single week for a little bit of time. And just working on that skill, putting myself out there in a safe environment, that started to increase my belief that I was a public speaker. So started to increase my self-confidence that I could speak in public. And at work, I would also raise my hand and say, "Okay, I need to do this." And what was so fascinating is that when you start doing it, also it gets easier. And people actually don't see that you're lacking self-confidence, but it's a feeling inside. So what I would do also to help me overcome that lack of self-confidence before I had an important presentation is I would review. I would stand in front of the mirror and I would practice. Again, practicing and learning a new skill. And this daily, weekly, and monthly, and I would say yearly practice helped, because there's two situations that I thought of that happened. So the first one is we had a very important meeting. We were selling the company and I was in a room full of men. I think I was the only woman and there was about 15 men. And the guy who was looking to buy our company asked a question and turned to me and said, "Karen, you know, what do you think about this?" And if I had not worked on my public speaking skills, I probably would have stumbled, said something that I probably considered pretty stupid and not at all structured. But it's because I had worked on that skill again and again that I had built my self-confidence. And that eventually led me also to speak in front of a room of 500 people at a global conference. And it's something that I have come to love. So it is a skill that you can absolutely work on. So I want to give you three tips on how I suggest working on self-confidence. And this is also something that I work with all the time with my coaching clients, because women lacking self-confidence, I would say it's something I see in 95% of my clients. So you're not alone. So the first thing, and most of these are mindset tips. And so it's really working on your mindset and about how you're thinking and feeling about your confidence. So to build self-confidence, the first thing that I would suggest is not seeing things as failure. You are either succeeding or you are learning. Public speaking is a perfect example. I mean, how many times do we think we said something stupid, or, you know, the audio and the video don't work, or there's always something, but those are learning experiences. I never, ever, ever said I failed. And of course, I've done pretty crappy presentations here and there. That's life. We're not perfect. But when you see it as I'm learning a new skill, that starts to build our self-confidence. The second thing is you also need to give yourself positive feedback about how you are growing and what you are doing at work. I remember, so I grew up in the US. It's a culture where there's a lot of positive feedback, or at least when I was growing up. And I live in France, and positive reinforcement is really not part of the culture here. And I'd taken on a new job, and I clearly remember my boss didn't, I worked for this guy for 10 years. Never once did he tell me that I was doing something great, that my presentation was great, or the sale that I'd done to that client was amazing. Never once did I get any positive reinforcement. And so I had to learn to give it to myself. I gave it to myself either every day or weekly. I would look back and say, where am I proud? What did I accomplish this week that I can feel good about? Was it helping a colleague do something? Was it, you know, training a new employee? Was it putting myself out there in a new project that I knew nothing about? But that positive reinforcement also helped me build my self-confidence by telling myself and showing myself that, yes, Karen, you're putting yourself out there. You can do it. You are learning. The third thing, and this is also a challenge that I'd like to put out to you, is what I call the daily dare. Now, the daily dare is pushing ourselves outside of our comfort zone. We get into something that is extremely comfortable. We have the same routines. And also, coming back to what I was saying earlier, is that we don't necessarily like to speak up. We don't want to rock the boat. Maybe we're afraid people aren't going to like us. And so a daily dare is doing something that pushes you out of your comfort zone. It's very, very minor, but as you start to do small things, it becomes a habit of pushing yourself out of your comfort zone and trying something new. So a daily dare could be you're going to a restaurant and they seat you at a table that is drafty and near the door, okay? Whereas you can see that there's a great table over by the window. So would you just sit down and accept the fact that you're next to the door, or are you going to ask to be seated next to the window? That's a very basic daily dare that you could try. But another one, you could actually, same example in a restaurant, ask maybe for free dessert. They can say no, and that is fine. And they might think you're crazy, and that is fine. But doing a daily dare, it has to be relevant to you to be able for you to feel a little bit of fear and do it anyway. And it gets easier and easier and easier as you build that muscle over time. So I would encourage you to try something new daily, to give yourself feedback, and you'll see that over time, that self-confidence muscle can be built. And you will start to put yourself out there. You will start raising your hand at work. And ladies, we need you to do that. So please start working on your self-confidence. Let me know also, tag me in Instagram if you're doing a daily dare, hashtag daily dare on my Instagram handle at Karen_Gombo. And let me know what you have dared to do this week. Thanks, ladies, for following, and we'll talk to you next Monday. Bye.